Reports say asylum seekers in Australia's Nauru Detention Center have stitched their lips together in protest against plans to transfer them to Cambodia. Over a dozen asylum seekers, including boys under 18, are said to have stitched their lips. Other asylum seekers are reportedly on hunger strike. And as anti-election law protests continue in Hong Kong, protest leaders have threatened to step up their action unless the region's chief executive resigns by the end of Thursday. The co-founder of the so-called Occupy Central movement has ruled out any talks with Lin Chengying. China has warned against foreign meddling in Hong Kong, saying it will not tolerate, quote, illegal acts there. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said Hong Kong affairs are China's internal affairs. The U.S. has called on authorities to show restraint toward protesters in Hong Kong. The ISIL terrorist group has reportedly opened its first consulate in Turkey for recruitment. According to the Turkish daily, Aydin Leak, the consulate in Ankara issues visas to those who want to join the militants in Iraq. It says ISIL militants are easily operating in Turkish cities without any major problem. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says all Middle East countries, including Iran, should be involved in the collective fight against terrorism. Lavrov said those who are taking unilateral measures to counter terrorism in the region are actually exposing it to more threat. Newly revealed government records show former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger had plans to attack Cuba almost 40 years ago. Kissinger was infuriated over Cuba's military intervention in Angola when Fidel Castro deployed thousands of troops to the African nation. The World Health Organization has announced that the death toll from the world's worst ever Ebola epidemic in West Africa has now exceeded 3,300. The data shows the number of deaths has increased by over 200 since the weekend. More than 7,000 people are also infected.